Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Thank you.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Being part of my day, always a pleasure to continue with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jerry Detweiler's here. Jerry's back. She's been a member of our Brain Trust for 14 years now. We haven't talked to her for a while, but we're glad she's back. 2006, she joined us for the first time. We got her right out of high school. She's a leading nationally recognized finance and credit expert, one of the tops in the planet. And she's been doing it now for a long time, and education director at NAV. I'll get her to tell us about that later on. She's our friend, Jerry Detweiler. Welcome back.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back, Jerry. So as you know, and as my audience knows, I've been trying to cover the help that the government has been proposing and they now are executing. Since before it was the CARES Act was passed, since before they called it PPP, and before I was reporting on the Fed's plans before they named their plan, and so here it is now, weeks later. Many of us have applied, some of us are approved, but very few people have the money. I did talk to someone this week who has received their money, their PPP money, and you tell me that you know somebody who's gotten the emergency loan from the SBA money, which I haven't heard anybody do that yet. So as slow as it's been, I think the floodgates are about to start opening. What do you think?
I think they are. On the economic injury disaster loan or EIDL, we are just starting to see from our Facebook group, because we created a Facebook group dedicated to the CARES Act, offerings, and we just started to see people saying they have gotten a notification from the SBA that they have been approved. And one guy actually shared a screenshot from his bank account showing a deposit of the advance into his bank account. So that's the first I've seen.
I'm glad that's good news. Now, I'd like to point out something that was not clear early on, but they're making clear now. That's up to $10,000 in a grant, and even though it wasn't clear in the beginning, it was sort of indicated but not completely spelled out, but they're spelling it out now. You're going to get $1,000 per employee, up to $10,000. So initially you didn't know how much you were going to get, but as it turns out, they did ask you in the form how many employees you have. And so whatever number you put in there, multiply that by 1,000, that's what your deposit is going to be. That's the way I understand it, Jerry. What do you think?
Yes. So we have seen several confirmations of that, but we haven't seen any confirmations directly from the SBA. And interestingly, Jim, I was just looking last night. One of the regional offices of the SBA had posted that on a website, and now they have taken it down. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on there, if they just don't want to rock the boat, or if there are still some internal discussions going on. I don't know. But it seems to be that that's the way the advance is going to work. And I do know that there were a lot of people who thought it was going to be $10,000 for everybody, and I know they're pretty frustrated and disappointed, because if it's just $1,000 for some people, that's not going to get them very far.
Well, I'm reading now from an email I received yesterday from the SBA directly, and as I've told my audience, I've been going through all these processes so I could report on it and help my audience to deal with it. But this is in bold letters in the middle of the email. To ensure the greatest number of applicants can receive assistance during this challenging time, the amount of your advance will be determined by your pre-disaster employees, the number of employees. Meaning, if you had 3 employees or 7 employees, do the math on that times 1,000, and That's your number. That's the way. And it actually said the advance will provide $1,000 per employee to a maximum of $10,000. Again, I'm reading that off the email I received, and I know somebody else, at least one other person I know, received that same email yesterday. So that's what they were saying yesterday. If they've taken that down off the website, then you know they need to get their act together. And I love the SBA, but I mean they need to. But see, Jerry, I applied for that about 3 weeks ago.
Mm.
A long time ago. And so I still haven't heard anything.
That's forever in COVID years, right?
That's right.
That's like a lifetime ago in terms of
the reason I wanted us to talk about it, Jerry, is because I still want people to go apply for that. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. I'm encouraging small business owners to apply for whatever programs, you know, may help them get through this time. And it does appear now, Jim, that although PPP had a bit of a rocky start because of a variety of issues, it does appear that that is starting to open up. So I think many business owners will see PPP funds before EIDL funds, even if, like you, they applied, you know, 3 weeks ago and when it first became available. But yes, and you can actually get both loans, and sometimes it's a good fit for a business because the EIDL may cover working capital needs that the PPP really isn't designed to cover, and so it may provide more of a support system for your business while you try to get through this time.
Well, and those emergency disaster funds, the EIDL funds, those are grants. Whereas the PPP begins as a loan and converts into a grant when you demonstrate your evidence of what you paid for, but I'm one of the things that I was pointing out, Jerry, is if you can show your banker that you've already filled out the EIDL form and that demonstrates to your banker that you're prepared to take action up for yourself, you're prepared to work for yourself, it'll make your banker happier, I think, because sometimes people just show at the bank and say, I understand you're supposed to give me a bunch of money. I'm ready for it. You know, I want you to do all the work. Mm-hmm. And bankers like to know that you're fighting for yourself, don't they?
They do, absolutely. And the other thing it does, Jim, is that you have to know your numbers. And so we got this somewhat something of a blessing in terms of the ability to wait on filing your tax return.
Mm-hmm.
But these small businesses, they have to have that information in order to get these loans.
Right.
So if you said, I don't have to worry about my taxes right now, but you want one of these loans, you're going to need to get those numbers together. And just like bankers want to know you're fighting for yourself, they want to know that you know your numbers. That's
surely people know what they're going to want and need from you. Surely people know what their revenue was last year and their expenses. I would hate to think that they wouldn't know that, but you're right, they may not. Quick break, right back with Jerry Detweiler. We're going to talk some more about especially the Paycheck Protection Program. Stay with us. Hey, I belong.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.